So this is to finish off the topic of Ribbis Mukdemes, Ribbis Milcheres, and Ribbis She'ina Kitzutza, Bishas Peron, and so on. One last piece, and it's a puzzling one. In addition to everything we've said about being able to give Ribbis late, as long as it wasn't specified at the outset of the loan, and as long as one doesn't intend it to be Ribbis, or state the intent for it to be Ribbis, and as long as it doesn't look like Ribbis, we seem to have a rule, certainly according to the Machane Ephraim, that a borrower is allowed to give gifts to a lender, and it won't be considered Ribbis Milcheres. It seems to fly in the face of various achronim on issues like Ribbis Dvarim, verbal Ribbis. Nonetheless, it seems like one will be allowed to give a gift to a lender after a loan and even during a loan. On the face of it, we should say that gifts don't work. After all, we've already ruled out Mechila of Ribbis, right? And that was the implication, not the implication, it was the specific statement of Shulchan Aruch Yerodeya Kuf Samach Siv Dalid. And it's explicit in the Shulchan Aruch Harav. I brought you a piece in source Lamed Aleph on the sheets that says, V'chol Ribbis Afilu Shal Divrehem Ein Matano U'Mechila Mo'eles Bala Hatira. All types of Ribbis, biblical or rabbinic, saying it's a gift, saying you forgive it, doesn't work to permit it. Filu Omer Halo Vani Nosim Abatana, even if the borrower says this is a present, Usr Lazelitain Lazelakambil. He can't give it, the other one isn't allowed to accept it. Shekol Ribbis Shabola Machila Umatana Vhi. Because all Ribbis is, as we've already discussed, operating on the principle that I'm just giving it and I'm forgiving it and don't worry that I'm not supposed to give it, I'm mochel. As he continues to say, Shasochim Vaobde Adamash, Tzichim Tadir Lobos Nosim Ribbis Matana Gemura, Belief Shalim. People who need loans in order to be able to function economically, they give them the Ribbis and they say, this is more than I received, however, I want to give it fully. Kedeshim to Tamad Lobos, because they want loans to be available, they want credit to be available. But the Torah is not Mochel. So the argument of the Shulchan Aruch Harav is that gifts do not work, and that the prohibition against Ribbis shows that we don't accept Mechila. We discussed this earlier in the year based on the tour. Nonetheless, there are sources that seem to permit gifts from borrower to lender, and even during the period of the loan. First of all, as we already noted in the shir, by logic, this works. Once you say that Stam could be okay, because you don't intend Ribbis, right? Once you say that, if I give Ribbis Mi'ucheres Stam without saying that it is Ribbis, it could be okay because I don't intend it to be Ribbis, that means that there is another intent other than Ribbis intent, which is okay. And it seems to imply that, in fact, a gift could be acceptable. That's number one. Number two, moving into sources that support it, we had this discussion at the start of this year regarding Ravina's case in Ayin Gimel Amid Beis. When Ravina bought the wine, he paid in advance, and then eventually they delivered the wine for him, and they gave him extra, and he was allowed to accept it. As the Vilna Gaon explained there, we saw it in the Gemara, we saw it in Rashi, this was acceptable because the Mechila was not forced on them. So what does that mean, the Mechila wasn't forced on them? That means it was a gift. That they were doing this as a gift, and apparently it was acceptable. So that's another source showing that the gifts could work. That could be a Mi'ucheres case. That could be a case that's after Peron, certainly. But it exists, and it tells us that there is such a thing. Another source to support the idea, the Tosfos in Gittin, which we've discussed, right? We saw the Gemara in Gittin involving the Zakein, the elder, who was the lender for the town, and we saw that Tosfos said the townspeople gave gifts to this elder, and it was okay. And the Beis Yosef asks, why isn't this a problem? A Ribbis Mukdemes for a future loan, or Milcheres from a previous one, and take a look at what he says in Source Lamed Beis. The Ikala Yune, a Ribbis Mukdemes, O Milcheres Haisa. Why isn't this a problem of Ribbis Mukdemes Mi'ucheres? V'kema de'matana meruba ha'isa she'yunosim osados havik mefarish v'azer. And it was a great big gift. So we should view it as mefarish, as though they're actually saying that they're doing it beribbis. Mitochach nirali lomer de'ad kan lo asrinan Ribbis Mukdemes Mi'ucheres ala samuch tzas la'alva. So his answer is, yeah, but Mukdemes and Mi'ucheres are only a problem if they are right near the period of the loan. But if they're farther away, then not. B'mufleges harbe ein lachushka, then we're not concerned that even matana meruba is going to be okay as long as it's not mafurish. But his problem here is only because this is a big gift. The implication is a regular gift, not a large gift, would be fine, even if it wasn't muflag, even if it wasn't long afterwards. Another source supporting the idea is the Machane Ephraim. The Machane Ephraim draws on the case on Samach Gimel Amid Beis, in which we think, as you know, there are different ways to read the case, but we think the lender receives repayment of the gift, and now he's receiving, along with that, behavla, along with that, the borrower gives him extra. And this is now Sha'as Peron. This is being given to him at the time of payment. This is not even a delayed thing. And look at what the Machane Ephraim has to say in Source Lamed Gimel. He quotes you, Tosfos, as quoted by the Beis Yosef, regarding the Zakin. Since he did nice things for them, they did nice things for him. They gave him fields as gifts. So the Beis Yosef challenged the Tosfos, and he said, we already saw this. This is what we saw in Lamed Beis. Right? The Beis Yosef asked, why isn't this Mugdemes? And the Machane Ephraim writes, in my humble opinion, near it to Lokashamidi, that's not a problem. As long as you say this is a gift, there's no prohibition. The problem is only if you're giving it as payment for being able to hold his money. Avo bishvil matana, but if it's a gift, dami l'tamid chacham shemutarim lovo zemi l'tamid chacham shemutarim lovo zemi zebaribis. Then it's just like with Torah scholars who are allowed to engage in loans with each other. The kevin diyadi diika isura, since they know that you're not allowed to have ribis afilu stama lo kiyavi al shematana, they give it only as a gift. V'hu hadin b'amei haaretz, and the same thing would be true for amei haaretz kol hecha depirish l'shematana, as long as they say I'm doing it as a gift. With the Tamil Chacham, he doesn't need to say anything. With the amei haaretz, they have to say it's for a gift. V'chein nira, and he says, I'll prove it to you from another case. Me'idishchim rashamar t'numana l'bal chovi, where we say that if a shchimra, someone, Rahmana Litzlan, is dying, and he tells the people at his bedside, I want you to give this currency to, I want you to give a coin to my creditor. Dinos nimlo, you give it to him, and it doesn't count as payment of the debt. Veleka, in other words, this is separate from the debt. Veleka mishum ribis is not ribis. Dimishum digamil chesed ime, it's a gift because he did a kindness to me, therefore I'm going to have this gift given to him. And then he brings you one more, a source from the Rambam. The Rambam writes, Hamalva es chaveru ve'achzir lochavo matza malva yoser, the case that we've already discussed from Samach Gimel. You lend somebody money, he repays you, and you find extra. So assuming that it's not an error, you could tell it's not an error, it's just a matana that he's giving. So that seems to demonstrate that this certainly works. So that seems to show that gifts indeed could be okay, both Ribis Mucheres gifts, and even Bishas Peron at the time of the payment. One more source, the Knesset HaGdola on the Daf in Shulchan Aruch and Yerodea Kuf Samach, it's Yud Zayin, is the Knesset HaGdola, also brings support for this idea from another Rambam. The Rambam writes in Source Lamed Dalet, Aser La'adim Lahavos Banav Ubnei Beiso Beribis, you're not allowed to lend to members of your household and charge interest. Ava Bishenu Makbid, even though you don't care about getting ribis back, right? The umatanu shnosin lahen, you're just giving them a gift. Hareza azur shema yargilim bedavar zeh, it's prohibited lest you accustom them to loans with ribis. So the Knesset Gedola says, look, the Rambam says the only reason I'm not allowed to have the child engage in loans with ribis is because I'm going to accustom them to doing this. That's my other concern, but otherwise gifts would be fine. So now I have many sources saying that gifts are okay, aside from the basic logic that we brought, that once you say stam is okay, that means that there's some intent, that it's not Ribba's intent, that is okay, but we have sources to support it, whether it's the Vilna Gaon explaining Rashi in the story of Ravina with the wine, whether it's the Beis Yosef's explanation of the Tosfos in Gittin regarding the elderly man who lends to everybody, whether it's the Machane Ephraim on accepting the money that is repaid behavla, whether you're talking about the Rambam on lending your children money and charging interest, in all these cases apparently gifts are fine. So how do we understand the anti-gift position? What am I supposed to take away from all of this? So the Bris Yehuda in Perek Hei Ha'ara Dalad says, if you declare a gift and present the reason, right? You say, I am giving this to you as a present. I am not giving this to you as payment for use of your money. It's a present. Everybody is fine, he says. It's just like a gift where you're rugged, where you normally give this person gifts. Everybody knows it's a gift. It's not rivis. But if you just say, here's a gift, that's when there's a machlokis with the Machane Ephraim accepting and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, who we saw was so against gifts, on the other side. If you just call it a gift without the justification, then that's what the Shulchan Aruch Harav will be against. You have to say what the justification is. The Nesiv HaShalom has a similar approach, in which he says also that there has to be a visible justification. As he puts it, the facts have to demonstrate that this is a gift. So he writes in Kufsamach Dalid Zayin, the Nesiv HaShalom specifies wedding gifts, bar mitzvah gifts, as such cases. You need to have circumstances demonstrate that it's a gift. So on that basis, the Bris Yehuda in Perek Hey Ha'ara Dalid is willing to justify banks giving gifts to holders of accounts, right? Shouldn't there be a problem? I have a bank account. I deposit money in the bank account. I am lending money to the bank. The bank, at some point, decides they want to give me a toaster. Why isn't their toaster a problem of ribis? They're borrowing my money, they're putting back my money in the account, and they're giving me a toaster. So the Bris Yehuda says, if they give those gifts to everyone, meaning to people whose accounts lend money to the bank, but also to people who hold mortgages from the bank. So it's not just a depositor who's getting it, but anybody with a relationship, that is clearly a gift. Irrespective of lending them money, the circumstances demonstrate that this is okay. Last point. What if we're accepting the idea of gifts, and we're accepting the idea that if you say this is a gift, you're going to be okay. But what if your explanation for the gift is that it's hakaras hatov for the loan? The idea is, the borrower says, here, I am giving this to you, it is not payment for your money, it's I am grateful because you lent me money. So now what do you do? Is that going to be okay? So the Agos Ashri, in his comments on the Rosh, on Ribis Mukdemes Mucheres, which we started this year with, in Source Lamed Hey, says Ribis Mucheres, Shivtiach Lases Lo Kach Vekach Achreishi for Enu Chavo. Right? Ribis Mucheres is, you promise you're going to give him such and such an amount after paying off the debt, as we discussed. Or Achreisha Pro, or after he paid it, Shalach Mincha, he sent him a gift. Leman Sha'asa Imo Chesed Vehilvaloma Osav. He sent him a gift because he did a kindness to me and lent me his money. So sending such a gift after payment is what he calls ribis miucheres. So it sounds like I'm not allowed to do a hakaras hatov gift. However, as read in the Nesiv HaShalom, the Machane Ephraim accepts a gift that is hakaras hatov for a loan. The Machane Ephraim supports his idea that gifts are okay from a Gemara in Bava Basra Kuflamet Chesamud Beis, right? We've mentioned this already, but I brought you the Gemara here in Source Lamed Vav. Shchiv Marash Amar Tnu Masayim Ziz Laploni. If someone is dying and he says, give 200 Ziz to so and so Baal Chovi, who is my creditor, Kara Uilo, as he deserves. So Notlan, so the creditor gets to take the 200 Ziz, Vino Teles Chovo, and he also gets payment of his debt. In other words, the 200 Ziz are taken as a gift over and above the debt. V'im Omar B'chovo, unless the Shchiv Merah said, give it to him as payment of the debt, then Notlan B'chovo. So the Machane Ephraim, we saw already, quoted this Gemara to say that the gifts are okay. And he said explicitly that it is a gift. So Nesiv HaShalom comments on that to say, what did the words kara uilo mean in that? Give it to him as is appropriate for him. It means, give it to him because he lent me money. Because he lent me money. So you can read the Machane Ephraim to be saying that giving a gift because that fellow lent me money is also considered an acceptable justification for a gift. However, the Nesiv HaShalom is not entirely sure that the Machane Ephraim means to go this far. With his statement. He points out to the Rashba in Bava Basra. The Rashba says that if a Shchiv Merah says to give Bichovo for his debt, sorry, that if the Shomer says to give it kara oilo, that's okay because it means he's saying, I like him. What he's really saying is, I like him. It's not saying that he lent me money. So maybe the Machane Fram reads it like the Rashba. Also, perhaps you could argue that the heter includes, I came to like him because of the loan as we got to know each other, but it doesn't mean that it's actually in response to the loan, it's just, yeah, he lent me, I got to know him, now I like him, and therefore I'm giving it to him as part of my friendship. And in fact, that may be the idea in Gittin Chafim Lebeis with the Zakein as well, that's why it was okay there. There's a relationship outside of the loan, although I have to say that's not really how that's not really how Tosfo sounded, I think. To sum up, then, what we've said about gifts, what we're saying is that gifts to the lender, late gifts after the loan is repaid, and even Bishas Peron, may well be okay. That seems to be against what we've said about gifts, certainly the Shulchan Aruch Harav. We ruled out Mechila and all of that. Nonetheless, we saw that there are sources that seem to indicate that some form of gift would indeed be okay. So we said the anti-gift position is talking about where you don't explain that it's a gift. If you explain that it's a gift, then indeed you're going to be fine. If you didn't say why it's a gift, you just said, here's a gift. You didn't explain why it's a gift. Then indeed, the Shulchan Aruch Harav will say no, but the Machane Ephraim, Yudayin, will say yes. What constitutes an acceptable gift? Will it even count if you say this is in gratitude for the loan? So the Agra Sarshvi said, no, that's Rebbe Zvi Ucheres. The Machane Ephraim, based on his quote from Bava Basar Kafalam Echesim Ebeiz about the Shchiv Meiram, may well accept a gift that is Hakara Sato for the loan, although it's really not so clear, as the Nesiva Shalom points out. The Nesiva Shalom is in Kufsamach. It's Kufsamach Vav, Yudbeis Yud Gimel. He notes that it may not be what was actually intended by the Machane Ephraim.